1-800-329-7790.
Dan Celia.
I want to be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Your personal economy.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning reality with truth.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celia.
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533. Financial Issues. Well, let's see if we can look at the markets a little bit. But let me just tell you before I do that about a few things that are happening. One of them is in China. So, President Xi comes out yesterday. He was addressing whatever they called in China. It's not parliament, but his members of the military. So Xi says, no one. He's talking about, by the way, he's talking about trade. He says, no one can dictate reforms to China. Now, so when that came out yesterday, I thought, oh, this is going to be an interesting day tomorrow in the markets, meaning today, to see what happens. China's market did react negatively, but putting a little bit more of concern and fear in the markets. Now, this is about saving face. It's not about anything else. Could the president have done a lot about that? Yes, he could have. He chose not to. But nonetheless, this is about saving face. So he's saying no one can dictate to the dictator to tell our communist regime that we cannot steal at will, that we cannot reverse engineer anything so that we can learn more about how to be more competitive, that we can build these things on our own once we figure out what's in them and how it's done. We can take over a company at any time, and we can tell America to come over here with all their goods if they want, as long as we can take it over in 5 years. We can reverse engineering all their technology, and everything is open on open platforms so that we can see everything that's done. So if there's any secrets, we can steal those as well. And by the way, you can't export products into our markets. But we want to export everything into your markets, and we want to be free to do it. And we are the dictators here. We are the communist regime. And you don't have the right to come in to tell us that we have to do anything. So from my perspective, you got to sit back and agree with everything President Trump is doing, because you're thinking, this is exactly what they need. And as far as I'm concerned, the rest of the world, even though the largest economy in the world, the Eurozone, is struggling. Other areas struggling. Yes, there is some pain, because we chose to do what they wouldn't do, and that's to remind China that they are anything but an emerging market, and the rules that apply to emerging markets do not apply to the second largest economy in the world. And by the way, we, the United States of America, do not have to play by your rules. We've got all the leverage because you don't take any of our goods, so we don't throw a lot of goods in there. It is not driving our markets. Oh, some would argue, yes, it is. Well, we've got metals issues, right? Got some technology issues. Yeah, a little bit. But once we get over this pain in another year or so, nobody's going to need China. Have they thought about that? Do they care about it? No, what they care about is saving face. Don't tell us how to treat our humans with human rights. The only rights that the humans have here in China are the rights that we dictate to them to have. You think anybody can get a camera anywhere near the so-called suburbs, let alone the rural areas of China? You'd be looking at the 11th century if we did that. No, here's what I believe. I believe we have every right to tell China to reform. Now, they have every right to refuse to reform. That's fine. But then you're going to have to deal with the consequence of that refusal. And if you're not willing to deal with the consequence of that, then you need to reform. It isn't complicated. When did we stop? I think it was about 15 years ago. When did we stop understanding this is a communist regime? When did that happen? Well, it happened when we decided saying Red China was not politically correct. And we shouldn't do that anymore. Okay. I'm not calling them Red China. I'm just saying they're a communist regime. Look, so that should have, and it didn't, by the way, rattle markets. Anyway, let's go to our Ag Report with Craig Haggard.
This is Craig Haggard with your financial issues Ag update. Well, yesterday in corn, it was a case of another day, same rumor. There are stories out there that China will buy 3 million metric tons of corn for their reserves. Yesterday saw the market trade in a holding pattern as traders waited to see if those Chinese rumors would come to fruition. One thing that did live up to trade expectations was the weekly export inspections number, which came in at 34.8 million bushels. We traded in a narrow 3-cent trading range yesterday before closing slightly lower as pressure from larger than expected fund length and profit taking from last week's strength suppressed prices. In the overnight trade, spot corn futures are trading unchanged. In beans, the NOPA November crush report came in at 167 million bushels. That was about 1.5 million bushels less than the trade was looking for, as well as being sharply lower from October's record crush of 172.3 million bushels. Cumulative crush for the first 3 months of the fiscal year is up over 8% from this point a year ago, while the USDA is still only projecting a year-over-year increase of 1%. From a demand perspective, it was encouraging to see soybean oil stocks decline for the seventh straight month. Weekly export inspections were supportive as they came in at 35.8 million bushels, which was at the top end of trade expectations. In the overnight trade, spot soybean futures are trading a penny higher as I record this. The wheat market traded higher in sympathy with Black Sea wheat prices and hopes for increased demand after the first of the year. The market was aided by solid weekly export inspections, which came in at 25.1 million bushels, well above the top end of trade expectations. In the overnight trade, we're slipping a little bit, with Chicago, Kansas City, and Minneapolis all trading 2 cents lower as I record this. Cotton futures had a rough day, with March futures closing down $1.06 at 78.54. In the overnight trade, spot cotton futures continue to struggle as they're trading down 29 points. Livestock futures started the new week just as they ended the last one, with a lower performance. February live cattle ended the session 85 cents lower, while January feeder cattle dropped $2.20 for the day. Lean hogs were also lower, with February lean hogs closing 67.5 cents lower for the day. The winning streak in Class 3 milk futures came to a halt yesterday. After four up days, the January futures closed 2 points lower as they settled at 14.20. In the cash markets, choice beef boxes were $1.71 higher at $2.12.67, while selects were 62 cents higher for the day as they settled at $2.03.76. In hogs, the pork carcass values closed 16 cents higher for the day, settling at $71.96. This has been Craig Haugard with your Financial Issues Ag Update. We'll be right back with more financial issues.
The AFA Journal is the monthly magazine of the American Family Association.
The mission of the AFA Journal is to motivate people to get involved in issues around their community and around their state and nation.
We want people to go out and actually do something, to become involved in their community. People who read the journal take the magazine, they hand it to friends, they hand it to neighbors, they hand it to people at work.
If you'd like to get the AFA Journal, simply go to afajournal.org. You can sign up for a one-year free subscription.
My grandfather taught me that you should always leave a place better than you found it. That it's important to invest in the lives of your children and grandchildren, leaving them with a godly legacy they can build on. That's why I decided to set up a charitable gift annuity with the AFA Foundation. I know that my gift will support a ministry that honors the biblical principles I hold dear, and it's a way to invest in the future of our country. The AFA Foundation also arranged for me to have a steady fixed income, so I don't have to worry in the midst of changing times.
Call the AFA Foundation today to find out how you can set up a charitable gift annuity. Just call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Our faith and values shouldn't be compromised by the way we invest. Our faith and values that we share should guide us in the way that we invest. Make sure that you are investing in companies whose policies and practices align with pro-life, pro-family values. Visit thetimothyplan.com or call for more information. Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest.
Healing and providing for our needs.
The opening statement in the Constitution of the United States says this, that we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
Well, apparently there's a new set, fresh set of supply worries hitting the oil markets, and we're starting to see crude oil prices fall under kind of a new pressure. That's the third session in a row. That means gasoline prices are likely to continue as investors continue to fret over rising U.S. supplies. So supplies continue to go up. I think one of the reasons, nobody's really citing this or talking about this, but one of the reasons is we've got to think about institutional demand on that, and maybe there's not quite the institutional or industrial, I should say, better word. Industrial demand is what everybody had hoped it to be, and that's got to have something to do with it. Or, in fact, maybe we are overproducing. And if that's the case, I think we cannot depend on OPEC lowering the global supply. I think we're going to have to do something to lower some supply as well. In the meantime, it's going to be a great finish to the year as far as gasoline prices in all likelihood. And I don't see anything changing as far as global supplies go. I think oil has gotten a little bit too far the other way when it comes to balance. And it's always a difficult thing to find balance in any kind of market without spilling over the balance and then pulling back again and adjusting until you finally find the right balance. So that's going on right now. This, and when we already have gas prices below where it was a year ago, as I mentioned yesterday, as we had gasoline prices on yesterday hit a 12, more than a 12-month low at $2.42. So we'll see where we are by the end of this week, but it looks like it's going to continue to drop as we head into the new year. By the way, German business confidence slumps. That's not good. This is the, I remember it being the third month in a row. I don't know if it's lower than that. Also, business climate index, this is coming out of Germany. This is for Germany, not for America. Business climate index fell to 101, still very much in expansion mode and would be considered optimistic, but it's down from December. Oh, it's down in December from a 102 of November. So economists had expected it to be 101.6 and got 101. So that's not helping. German economy shrank for the third quarter. Oh, my word. For the third quarter of the year, the first time that's happened since 2015, blaming weaker exports coming out of the European Union. That could be blamed on China and the U.S. That's what they're going to blame it on. We don't have an export agreement, no fault of ours, I don't believe, with the European Union, but we'd be happy to do one. I think if I were President Trump, I don't know, I'm saying this in hindsight, so I probably shouldn't say this, that I would have done something different, because now we know how things shake out. But knowing what I know now, I certainly think that we ought to be working on a Eurozone trading pack, and I think that would be a very wise thing to do. I don't want to totally forget China, but I kind of want to put China in the back burner and just cut a deal with the Eurozone. Make sure we have a good, strong deal with the Eurozone. So now we've got a North America free trade agreement, or a fair trade agreement, I'll say. And now we can work on a Eurozone, which is going to put an enormous amount of pressure on China. Yeah, China loves the United States of America. It's the large economy. And as a country, it's their number one exporter to a particular country. But their number one export area is the Eurozone by far. It's the largest economy in the world when you add up all 27 nations of the Eurozone. So this would put enormous amount of pressure on China, and I think that's what we ought to be looking at. Listen, most of these European nations, all of them, I guess, would be considered real, true allies. I think France likes us. The French people don't, but I think France understands that we could be an ally. But, you know, we're for the most part, all members of NATO, and we are a very strong pack. We may be the only thing separating the rest of the world from communism, coming from China and Russia. And, you know, I think the Eurozone, along with Israel, is a huge pack, and we ought to be working on real negotiations with them, putting a lot of pressure on Russia and China. And that would have been, looking back, I'm saying, knowing what I know now, but looking back, that would have been a much better way to approach the trade deal with China. The problem is we're not doing anything. We did work out a few things with them on autos. We worked out a little bit on metals. We worked out a little bit of a deal, not a complete deal, with Japan, and that was good. We have opportunity to be working with Vietnam and other Pacific Rim countries, and we need to be doing that. And then, you know, it's going to leave China out there on an island by themselves, fighting for imports-export. In the meantime, it's going to help us gain market share with things like liquefied natural gas. That's going to dramatically hurt Russia, yes. No love lost there anyway. It's going to hurt Saudi Arabia and some OPEC nations. No love lost there either. Remember, I know what they look like on appearance, and maybe President Trump doesn't realize this when he talks to the prince in Saudi Arabia. They hate us. They don't like us. They like us maybe a little bit more than Pakistan, but not much. They don't like us. And, you know, we don't have any allies. This idea, well, you know, they're allies of the United States. Not if they're in the Middle East. They're not. We have one ally in the Middle East, and it's Israel. I'm talking about true allies. It's Israel. It's not anybody else. Oh, there's others. Getting along with somebody doesn't make them an ally. Because when push comes to shove, that's why we have allies for that push comes to shove moment. Are they going to be with us? Chances are no. And we need to be taking that into consideration. All the indices up over 1%, that's good news. Does it matter? Probably not. We'll see, but we'll take what we can get. Let me go to Adrian. Adrian calling us from North Carolina. Hi, Adrian. Oh, didn't happen. Sorry. Let's try it again. There you go. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Good.
Dan, I talked to you not too long ago about IRA. I had never set one up. I don't know if you remember or not. A 31-year-old business owner, evangelist, minister. I set up an IRA, the Roth IRA, as you was telling me. And I also went on and I joined as a partner to the ministry. And I didn't do the minimum. I did the maximum. I think it's the advance. I don't know which one exactly it was. But what I'm having a problem with, Dan, is as I joined the E-Trade with my Roth IRA, is trying to get onto your program to create a portfolio. I don't understand how to get everything transferred, or do you transfer it, or what's the process of going on?
So if you're with E-Trade, you're never going to leave E-Trade. You're going to stay with them.
Right.
You're going to build your portfolio on the website by going to the portfolio tracker, mm-hmm. which is going to help your help you track your asset allocation model.
Okay.
So that you will always know where you're over and where you're under in different sectors.
Okay.
And the way you do that is you go to the portfolio tracker, you mm-hmm. add a line, one line, you add a line, and
right.
you put in, I'm making stuff up here, but you put in, the symbol of Marathon Oil, MRO. You put in 50 shares. You put in what you paid for that. You paid $13.30 a share. You put that in there. And then the rest gets all calculated out. And then it will continue to update every single day. Oh, you also have to select energy because that's the selector. That's the sector that Marathon Oil would be in energy. And you've already selected, when you do that portfolio tracker, you first thing you do is select which portfolio you have, and that is by your age group.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just a process of going through and building that portfolio. So next month, say you buy a few shares of, XYZ company, and you put that in there and what you paid for
right.
And then it'll track it. So, and it's going to just be a running portfolio of everything you have. In that, there's charts. You can click on a chart that says, here's where you should be, and here's where you are, and here's where you're over and under in energy. You've got 2% more than you should in energy. You've got 5% less than you should in technology, whatever it is. It's going to show you those things so that you can, it can help you. So it's just a matter of getting started, by going to that tracker.
Yeah, and that's where we're
so you have to
feed in the door in the right direction.
Yeah, you have to just build that one stock at a time or mutual fund or whatever you're doing there as you buy those. Start investing money in those things. You're going to add that into your tracker.
So I just go on your program and on your buy and sell. I just transfer that information to my E-Trade account.
Well, no, you can't. No, you can't transfer any information back and forth. That's just information that you get.
Yeah.
And on my buy list, if you know that you need to buy a technology stock, you're looking for our buy list to see what's on there. And eventually you'll have 3 or 4 or 5 positions in each sector of different technologies, energy. You do that. It's got nothing to do with E-Trade. It's just the place in which you are going to execute your buy or sell.
Okay, I got you.
That's all that is. That's just your that's just your platform that you're going to buy, where you're going to buy things.
I have one more question for you.
I'm going to have to put you on hold, Adrian. I'm right up against the break, but I'll put you on hold. Get back to you. Folks, you're listening to Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia, 844-707-5530.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread. Payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
100-631-2308.
Welcome back. Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia, 844-707-5533. 844-707-5533. So, I got an email or a message here from somebody that said, what did Tony say? So, I was talking about Tony. I said something about Tony on YouTube, and I said, Tony at YouTube said, you know, I didn't say what Tony said. So somebody said, what did Tony say? And this was after my opening commentary in the first hour. And Tony said, Dan, listen to your spirit as the Holy Spirit lays it on your spirit to say and do. on your heart. That we would all listen to his superior, to his spirit, not our hearts. And so I'm, you know, I thank Tony for saying that, and I do that. You know, sometimes I've many times, as a matter of fact, somebody at the, where was that? Wow, I think it was Rogers, Arkansas. Rogers, Arkansas town hall meeting. People were commenting, saying, oh, I feel bad for all those people that left before your closing answer to a question. And you should do that all the time. You know, people are saying, I hope you share that with everybody, what you said. And I, first of all, I don't share with anybody. Secondly, I don't remember what I said. I mean, I have an idea of what I said. I couldn't imitate it. I couldn't repeat it. I couldn't do it word for word. Like I said, it wasn't something, somebody asked me a question, and that was one of those moments where it was just laid on my spirit, and I spoke pretty clearly about what was, you know, what needed, I think, and needed to be said. And people have asked me, we would love you to come to our church after I don't do this much anymore. I used to do it on a fairly regular basis. I haven't done it in years, actually. I've spoken from the pulpit, but not like I used to. In the summertime, I do a lot of filling. And people say, boy, can you come to our church and preach? I said, if you got a recording of it, I can try to do my best, but I'm not 100% sure all that I said. So, it is, but my point to Tony was, I don't know, is it a good thing? Is it a good thing? Or is it a bad thing? Is it a good thing for the ministry? Is it a good thing for people? Am I doing what God wants me to do? And they're the questions I ask myself all the time when I have a rant like that. So hopefully it was. And if it wasn't, oh well, won't be the last mistake I make. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Michael. Michael's calling us from Texas. Hey, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Hey, listen, my wife and I, we really believe in your ministry and what you're doing. We're partners. And she's going to be getting laid off from her job in January. But, you know, we believe so much in what you're doing, Dan. We're still sending you some money. This is, you know, a time that most people would tighten their belt up. But we, you know, we're faithful to the Lord. And we believe he's going to take care of us. And I say that just to hopefully to encourage other members, partners, to pray about it and really think about giving to the ministry.
Thank you, Michael.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. My wife is getting laid off in January, like I said, and she has a... She has a pension in an IRA at this point in time, and she's also receiving a 401k. She has about $12,000 in 401k. She's also going to be receiving some severance pay. So right now, Dan, we're in a 12% tax bracket, and we're going to be... With this severance pay, if she gets another job next year, which I don't see that she wouldn't, that's going to push us over into a 22% tax bracket. Now, I'm explaining all that to you to get to my question. We have considered taking these monies and trying to convert it over into a Roth. We're just afraid of the big tax bill, you know. So is there any advice you can give us as to what we – should we just keep it in the traditional IRA and roll the 401k into the IRA or what? What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I wouldn't change anything yet, Michael. I would wait. I think that you're thinking correctly. It's a great idea. It would be good if you could do it. But I don't think it would make good sense to do it now. As a matter of fact, I probably wouldn't do any of it now. So your 401k, any IRA, anything you have, roll it all into one IRA. Keep it traditional. Not only do you pay tax on it, but it's going to, you know, it goes to your income. Now, I would say this to you. I don't think this is going to happen. It's pretty unlikely just in the environment that we're in. But just in case it did, and your wife was, say, doesn't get a job until, you know, mid-year, June, July, something like that, then I might consider it, because it also is counted to you as income. And so I wouldn't do it. If there's a chance, and you believe there is, that she's going to get rehired, I believe, just based on the opportunities out there and your faithfulness to God, that she's going to get employed in the next 3-4 months, sooner maybe. And so I don't think it would be wise to do it. And then I think once you get reestablished in the sense that, you know, you're you know, back where you need to be on your feet and those kinds of things, then I would think it'd be a great idea that every year you gradually take a little bit of that money and put it over into the Roth, and just do it a little bit at a time. So maybe you own 4 different stocks, take one of those stock positions, move it over into the Roth, and just do a little bit at a time until now you've got it all moved. Any future contributions, any contributions that you make, make sure you do it in a Roth, and I think that would be a better way to go with it.
Okay, so in the traditional IRA, would you recommend that we, because it's just sitting there, Dan, doing nothing right now. We haven't put it in CDs or anything. Do you recommend that we go ahead and try to invest that into some CDs or stocks or something, or just try to roll it over slowly like you're saying?
So how long before you're retired? How many more years, you think?
We've talked before. We're not going to retire. We're going to keep working.
Okay. Okay. So you have the Dan Celia biblical version of viewpoint on never retiring. So I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
That's great. So, yeah, I mean, I think you should. So I would open, I don't know if you already have an IRA, traditional IRA set up somewhere, but I would move that or set it up at a brokerage. I'd rather see you do that, have that IRA at an E-Trade or a Fidelity or a TD Ameritrade or one of those, have that IRA set up there, so that if you want to put it in CDs, you can. Yes, you can do that there. Or I would rather see you think about investing in some good, solid, large cap growth and income kind of stocks. Great time to be doing it, because you're at a unique advantage in that you're doing this now at a time when things are fairly bottomed out and there's great valuations in the market. So there couldn't be a better time to be looking at moving these over. So it's an IRA account. It's in a brokerage. So your investments can be whatever you want them to be in that brokerage account. And so I would start diversifying into a, you know, some of those investments following the asset allocation model. And I think that would be really a good thing to do. And
in the traditional,
that's what I'd like to see you do.
In the traditional,
in the
IRA
traditional,
or
yeah.
Both.
Well, yeah, so new contributions you would put in a Roth, but everything that you're rolling over is in a traditional. So I would invest in, yes, in both of them. Start. So you would open 2 accounts in wherever you go to open it. You can do it online, and you just open a Roth and a traditional. But I would do them both in the same place, so you're kind of familiar with, you learn only one system. And that would be the way to go, definitely. And I think you ought to try to get started, you know, and try to have it. Maybe you can have it done by the end of January, you know. But try to shoot for getting it done sooner rather than later.
Right, right. Well, I have a Roth myself that I'm using your asset allocation.
Okay.
And I have one other quick question. I'll let you run. Sorry, Dan. This is trying to be brief. So,
sure.
I've got about 3 stocks so far. I'm trying to build up my asset allocation, and aside from everybody else, I'm happy to kind of see the market doing what it's doing. But should I invest in, go ahead and try to dollar cost average or try to keep building
that
asset allocation?
You know what, Michael? I'm going to put you on hold and answer that as soon as we get back. So hang on there with me. I appreciate it. 844-707-5533. Folks, we got an hour.
Who can find a virtuous wife? She's worth far more than rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. She's like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it's still night and provides food for her family. She extends her hand to the poor. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Community Credit Union. Your money building God's kingdom.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
Welcome back, Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. We've got two lines open. We got an hour and 10 minutes left. 844-707-5533. I was talking to Michael. Michael from Texas had a question about his 401k and his IRA. Had another question. So let me go back to Michael. Hey, Michael, go ahead.
Yes, sir. So my asset allocation, I've got about 3 stocks so far. And
okay.
You know, they're down, which, quite frankly, Dan, aside from everybody else, I'm really happy to see this, because I'm buying right now. So my question is, should I try to dollar cost average down at this point in time, or should I keep trying to build up the fill in the asset allocation model?
Oh boy, it's a tough question right now. What sectors do you have?
I have materials, and I have in the materials it's a paper stock, and then I have an energy, and I have a utility, or not a utility, industrial.
So, are they large cap? Pretty much, are they large companies?
Yes, sir. I've put it all in large cap stuff.
Yeah, I would probably dollar cost average.
Okay.
I mean, it's hard for me because, right, I mean, I want to say, you know, it's tough. You got to choose. It's a great time to get into some new things, too. But I probably would tell you to dollar cost average down at least, you know, at least once. And then start thinking about some other sectors.
Okay. Dan, thank you so much for taking your time to talk to me. I feel so much better today. And I pray that the blessings of the Lord go upon you and your family this holiday season, sir.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that. And the same to you. I pray you have a wonderful holiday season and you think about what is to come, not what's happening. I know it's always a difficult time, whether you lose, you know, whether when your wife's being laid off. But we have such a great God. And aren't you glad that we're dependent upon a sovereign God, not all this other garbage that's going on? So,
oh, man. Absolutely, Dan. Well, God bless you, Dan.
You have a great... Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Yeah, God bless you. Thank you, Michael. Let me go to Pat. Pat's calling us from Alabama. Hey, Pat.
Hello, Dan. I'm 66 years old and an income investor. Fidelity sent me a letter that one of my stocks, FR37, has announced an optional dividend. And the two options, I'm thinking of option two, but I don't understand for sure which would be better for me. Option one is their default, where additional shares of the Class A are given at a reinvestment price to be announced. Option two is the dividend, to get the dividend in cash at 57 cents per share, but no less than 34 cents per share, and the remainder of shares in common stock. I have worked real hard to get my financials down, where my REITs right now are at 8%. Where they were at 10%. Is one better than the other for me?
Are you over in your REITs?
Yes, I am.
You know, right now?
I am. I'm at 8% versus 3%. And I've slowly gotten rid of some FR33, and I'm trying to get down in FR24, but I'm holding the line on those until, you know, I at least break even.
Yeah, I mean, so neither one of those options clear the stock, though, right? If I'm not mistaken, did I hear you right? So in other words,
yes.
One option is
that's true.
What's the first option? Is a special dividend?
The first one is additional shares of Class A. The second is to receive the dividend in cash.
Yeah.
And it pays.
Yeah, I would just take the dividend, the second option.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would take the second option. I think that's the better one. You don't want to take more shares on if you're already over, but I would just do that. I think that's a better way to go.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your ministry.
You're welcome. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate your partnership. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let me go to Tim. Tim calling us from Georgia. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Dan, how you doing today?
Good.
My question is, my wife and I have just welcomed our two new grandchildren, and she wants to do some kind of savings account for them for the future. And I was wondering if you could do something like a Roth IRA for them that obviously they won't get to retirement, but it could build tax-free. I didn't know if you could do that for someone that young, if it had to be someone custodial in charge of it. And is any of that a possibility?
So you want to do a tell me again what you want to do?
Well, instead of just doing a normal savings account, could you open a Roth IRA for someone that's young?
Yeah. You can do that, but there's probably, for my liking, too many restrictions.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can do that. You always have to keep in mind whenever you are doing that for a minor child that and somebody is going to be named a custodian. So you would do that by one of the ways you could do that is to, you know, put it in your will and make sure that it's clearly noted. Put it on a beneficiary form. But I would probably elect not to do that. I would probably elect to either do an UGMA account, which is Unified Gift of Minors Act, and, have money, maybe you're going to put money into it on a regular basis. I would prefer you either do that or have an account in your name that is, with a beneficiary of those two grandchildren. It's a separate account, different than what you have now. It can be in both you and your wife's name, but have a separate account that you are contributing to on a regular basis. You know it's for the grandchildren. You can let them know. You can let the parents know if you want. And they would be listed on as beneficiaries. And okay. At some point in time, you can use that money for them or, for their needs. Here's the downside to that. The downside to that is you are going to have to pay taxes on the dividends and distributions, or if you were in various stocks, maybe not right away, but maybe 10 years from now, 5 years from now, you got a couple stocks, they're up a great deal, you want to sell one of them, you would have to pay the capital gains tax because everything would be under your Social Security number, and that is the downside. In the UGMA account, same kind of thing. The difference is when they turn 15, then it falls under their Social Security number, and they get, you get a little bit of break there from a tax perspective. But the other side of it is when they turn 18, you don't have any say anymore. It's their money.
Right.
And that may not sound like a downside now, but, we never know if it is going to be or not. So I would rather see it kept in your control if you're willing to bite the bullet a little bit on a tiny little bit more of taxes that you may or may not have to pay. I'd rather see just a straight up investment account that you guys know is for the kids.
Okay. I'll talk to my wife about that. I appreciate your time, and bless your ministry.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Tim. 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. We're coming up on a break. When we get back off break, we'll go to phones. In the meantime, I want to remind you, it is the 18th of December. And there's a lot of you thinking about charitable gift annuities. There's a lot of you, excuse me, there's a lot of you that see that on the asset allocation model. A lot of you say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it at some point in time. Listen, I wouldn't procrastinate on that. I would like to see you get it done this year because I think, like it is all the time with the change of Congress, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but it's going to be in the crosshairs. The tax benefits for this are going to be in the crosshairs of a Democratic Congress. Now, is it likely to get passed? It's going to get passed Congress. It's going to get to the president's desk after the Senate? No, not likely. Unless it is attached to a bill that the president does need to sign and the Senate does need to approve, and they could play games with that. I don't see that happening. I don't know that that's that likely, but I wouldn't take the chance. Here's the problem. We're running against the wire here to get something done this year. So if they did something, of course, anything would be grandfathered in. Call the foundation and contact the AFA Foundation. Think about that. Get that done now. Get that done this year while you can, and I think it would be wise to do it. Folks, I hope you have a blessed day.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
My prescriptions used to be really expensive.
Callers and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.